Blog Talk Radio.
Fantasy Football Insiders Radio Show, Week 15 holiday. You don't know, now you know. It's playoff time. Go time, show time. Where you earn your keep. Fantasy football playoffs in full effect, baby. Get that ring polished. Make room on the mantle, baby. I'm your host, Rick Saratella, here on this December 16th, 2012. Two more weekends left of football in the year. So we turn the calendar to 2013. Uh-oh. Whew, 1 hour, commercial-free. You know how we do it. Going around the league of mystery and intrigue. Of course, we have none other than the star of the show, Fantasy Taz, checking in on the NFL Draft Bible All-Access Football Hotline. Top of the morning to you, Taz. How's that hair shaking?
It hasn't gotten done yet. I'm sorry to say. Looking forward to doing it, though. I have no problem with that. My hair grows like a weed anyway. You know, I get a chuckle every time I see you, you know, going out there and getting a kick out of this that I lost the bet. Meanwhile, your guy was so bad they cut him.
Yeah, yes, this is correct. He played so bad. He played just good enough to get cut. And, of course, we're talking about our Kevin Elliott, Greg Jennings wager of a week ago. Of course, Kevin Elliott, 3 catches. And Greg Jennings, I believe, won. But, you know, Kevin Elliott, he dropped 2 more. He had another ball he dropped with his foot out of bounds. And then he had that penalty there. And they cut him. So, you know what? He didn't make the most of his opportunity, unlike Jordan Shipley for the Jaguars last week, who had 5 catches for 55 yards. And I did give you Jacquizz Rodgers as a deep sleeper last week, 6 catches, 64 total yards. This week, you know, there's a couple guys I like floating around maybe out there, Taz. You know, I'm not so sure if Robert Turbin's floating around, but Montario Hardesty might be with the Trent Richardson banged up and, you know, with that illness and injury. So I think Montario Hardesty gets some more work this week. Robert Turbin, 20 carries, 108 yards last week. So those are 2 running backs I like, and we'll talk more about some sleepers as we talk more into the show. I'll tell you one thing, Chris Durham, 9 targets, 4 catches, 55 yards last week for the Detroit Lions. I like for him to have a bigger role. And we might see some more Randy Moss this week with the Mario Manningham on the shelf. And, you know, one guy I'm glad that I picked up in my Dynasty League was Rod Streeter, who's come alive the last 2 weeks, 96 yards, 100 yards his last 2 games. And, you know, that's one thing you can never tell about the NFL draft. Here's a kid, you know, 86 yards was his career high at Temple, and he comes into the league where they play for pay and goes off for $1.96 the last 2 weeks. And real quickly, Taz, I just want to get – a shout out into Rule. Giants look like they're going to be losing their assistant O-line coach, Mark Rule, I believe, going to Temple. So, you know, a story that really hasn't been talked about this week. So a loss there for the Giants. Of course, this is the Fantasy Football Insiders Radio Show. You know, we got the Fantasy Taz until 10:45. Of course, top of the hour, he'll be rubbing his crystal balls, the Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show at 11 o'clock. Make sure you carry over the momentum over there. It's a Week 15 holiday. Shout out to my chat room peeps, Dazed and Confused, Gigawatts, G-Money, Go Bronx, Skull Monkeys, Can't Make the Club in the Tub. Of course, you know how we do it. And the hotline, 347-945-6275. We got all that good stuff out of the way, Taz. Let's go right into the chat room and take some questions here. First off, any concerns about the weather today? I know Peyton Manning was warming up with some gloves in anticipation of some rain, and we might get some snow in the forecast for that mighty, mighty 49ers-Patriots game later tonight. Does that adjust your player rankings at all for this Week 15?
Not really. I mean, I don't see it's going to be anything really, really crazy out there enough that I'm going to worry about which players I'm going to go on. These guys are professional. They've played through most types of weather.
All right, fair enough. Over to the chat room. We got Dazed and Confused, two-part question. Part one, Tony Romo or Big Ben? And, of course, that's a big matchup this week. I think it's a 4 o'clock game. Of course, Dallas and Pittsburgh, a lot on the line in this one, Taz. But in terms of fantasy football purposes, who are you going to roll the dice with here? I mean, this is fantasy playoffs time. This is where you earn your keep. You like Romo or Big Ben this week?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I think a lot of Romo's value is going to be tied up in whether Dez Bryant can catch and actually stay in the game, and you have to have a little bit of concern with that. I actually like Big Ben to bounce back after Pittsburgh's horrible game last week. I think he has a chance to put up some nice numbers today.
I also like Big Ben going into Big D, and let's get one thing straight. I mean, like I said, this is fantasy playoffs time, and if you want to put your neck on the line with Tony Romo, I'm sorry to tell you, but if you listened to the show in years past, you're going to be a loser. You know what I'm saying, Taz? I mean, this guy's a loser. He's a loser in real life. He's a loser on the football field, and he's a loser in fantasy football. I don't want nothing to do with Tony Romo, especially when the fantasy playoffs are on the line. Steven Jackson or no Sean Moreno? I mean, there's an interesting one. Moreno steps in as the starter for McGahee, averages 91 yards his last three games. And Steven Jackson's showing some signs of life down the stretch here against that Minnesota defense that, you know, we've kind of seen the Vikings get slashed and gashed a little bit by the run this season. Of course, Denver's playing a Baltimore Raven defense that's expected to have Terrell Suggs in the lineup. So you like Steven Jackson or no Sean Moreno for the Week 15 playoffs?
I'm going with Steven Jackson in this one. Like you said, he's been playing much better of late than he did early in the season. And, you know, this offense should have a chance to put up some points. Not loving Moreno today going against Baltimore with Suggs back.
Yeah, you know, I think Steven Jackson has the more upside here, I do believe. And, you know, like I said, that Minnesota defense really hasn't impressed me too much this year. I think there's going to be a lot of running done in that game between the Rams and the Vikings. So I'm going to go with Steven Jackson myself. I just don't have enough confidence to ride out no Sean Moreno in my fantasy league playoffs. Sorry, I just don't. Gigawatts wants to know, PPR league, and he's got Justin Blackmon, Kenny Britt, or Jonathan Dwyer. You know, Blackmon kind of really hasn't been doing too much. I know he was banged up. Kenny Britt's probable. Jonathan Dwyer, another guy that's hit or miss. I mean, these are some streaky options, but when you got to lay it all on the line like a happy playoff holiday, like Gigawatt says, who are you going to put your money on here?
I actually think I'm out of this bunch, I'm going to go with Blackmon because Cecil Shorts is back in playing today. I think that frees Blackmon up a little bit more in a game where I see Jacksonville throwing a ton.
Yeah, and, you know, I agree with that logic. I think Blackmon has the most upside of the three. Kenny Britt, too much of a hit or miss for me. And, you know, if you want to go conservatively speaking, I think Jonathan Dwyer probably gets 20 carries for 80 yards. Probably your safer bet. But, you know, if you want to talk about upside, you got to go Justin Blackmon against the Miami Dolphins secondary that's just quite frankly not that good. Go Bronx in the house wants to know, non-PPR needs three, so we're going to put two on the bench, and that's Steve Smith, Denario Alexander, who we have doubted in the last couple weeks, coming up with some big catches, Greg Jennings, your favorite, Josh Gordon, and Lance Moore. You know, this is a tough one because, you know, Alexander's the hot hand. Jennings really didn't do a whole heck of a lot last week, but Jordy Nelson is out again. You know, who do you like out of this equation? Steve Smith, Denario Alexander, Greg Jennings, Josh Gordon, Lance Moore. I would think Steve Smith is a must start.
Yeah, I'm going to sit Josh Gordon and Greg Jennings out of this bunch. I think the other three all have more upside this week. You know, Gordon's been playing well, but he's still, you know, he can get you a nice, you know, calm, easy, probably 12, maybe even 13, 14 fantasy points. I just think the other guys have higher ceilings.
Yeah, you know, I agree with Steve Smith and I agree with Lance Moore. I'm going to go Josh Gordon over Alexander and Jennings. Right now, Jennings is just too much of a dud. Denario Alexander, I don't know. I mean, I don't see this guy scoring a touchdown 3 weeks in a row. I do, however, see a touchdown in the forecast for Mr. Josh Gordon. I think Cleveland throws the ball a little bit more with the banged-up Trent Richardson. I think it's about time Josh Gordon, he comes, he goes, he disappears. Now he's back again. And I like Gordon there for the number three option. So me and Taz agree with the Steve Smith, Lance Moore. I go Gordon, he goes Denario Alexander there, go Bronx.
Now, wait, how are you sitting Alexander? I mean, I had my doubts last week against a tough matchup, and he comes out and he smokes him. And Rivers is just constantly looking at this guy. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, Gordon is playing good right now. Whedon is finding him. But the chances they have to score are going to be so much less than you could see with Denario Alexander, in this matchup against Carolina.
Well, I just believe that, like I said, Trent Richardson's banged up, has an illness. I don't think they run the ball as much, whereas Washington has a really tough run defense. I think the Cleveland Browns throw the ball more. And it's just really, a gut feeling that I think Josh Gordon gets a touchdown today, and I don't think Denario Alexander does it 3 weeks in a row. That's just what I believe. And you know what? If you start Denario Alexander, I can't fault you. But for me, if I'm in the playoffs, I'm not banking on Denario Alexander. I just can't do it.
So you're banking on Josh Gordon.
Correct.
Over Denario Alexander, who has outplayed him pretty much every week.
I don't know about every week, but yes, that would be the assumption here. So, I don't know what to tell you there, Taz. I mean, I just don't think, I don't think he keeps it up, Denario Alexander. Call me crazy. But, if the playbook's not out on this guy, I mean, listen, he's got a quite impressive resume the last five games, okay? If the playbook's not out on this guy, two touchdowns last week, you think he's going to do that again this week? I just don't think so.
I don't think but I think he's got a chance of getting 100 yards in this game.
Sure. I mean, listen, it's very close. You know, gun to my head, I'm going Josh Gordon. I just don't think Denario Alexander has it in him. And if he proves me wrong, I'm not going to blame anyone for starting Denario Alexander. I'm just not putting my neck on the line with him. That's all. Can't make the club in the tub, baby, wants to know. Aaron Hernandez or Tony Gonzalez, listen, Gronkowski, you're hearing mixed reports. He's questionable. Then you hear he's not going to play. Then they're saying he might play. But, for me, I know the 49ers have a tough defense. But Roddy White is out. And I think that means more targets for Julio Jones and Tony Gonzalez. This is another close one, Taz. Hernandez or Tony Gonzalez? I know you went with Gonzalez last week, and I think it worked out pretty good. Who are you going to take this week?
Well, first of all, I want to know, where did you hear that Roddy White was out? I have not yet heard that he was out. I've heard he's been questionable all week, but you're talking about a guy who hasn't missed a game in his career, and I'm pretty sure he's going to play today.
All right. Well, the last report I saw, and I could be inaccurate, but the last report I saw that Roddy White would not play, maybe he does suit it up. We'll see.
Yeah,
something.
I just haven't seen it. I'm not discounting what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, no.
And I've been looking.
No, valid point. I mean, it hasn't been confirmed anywhere or anything like that. Just everything that has been reported or that I've seen kind of sounds like he's not going to play. But, he is the Iron Man of wide receivers, so maybe he does. We factor it all into the equation. We rub the crystal balls, and what comes out?
Well, what comes out for me this week is I think I actually run with Hernandez. I actually hope for Hernandez's sake that Gronkowski does get on the field and try to play, because he makes an excellent decoy, which is probably what he'll be. Definitely helped to free up Hernandez a little bit, and I think Hernandez has a chance to have a good game.
Yeah, those two tight end sets are hard to stop when you got Hernandez and Gronkowski both on the field, which we haven't seen too much of this year. And I actually think the snow plays into a beneficiary factor. I think it helps Hernandez because in the snow, you know, Brady likes to dink and dunk underneath. And I think Hernandez always a red zone weapon. So I'm going to give Hernandez a slight edge over Gonzalez, and me and Taz both agree on that one. Skull Monkeys in the house wants to know, PPR league, Brandon Lloyd or David Wilson? Now, you know, let's calm down on the David Wilson train. You know, let's not expect the same thing that we saw last week. This is really his first time toting the rocket as the main guy, Taz. What do you expect out of David Wilson first, and then do you take him over Brandon Lloyd in a PPR?
Well, I've been saying all week I expect David Wilson to be a top 10 running back this week. I love his chances. Atlanta's run defense has just been non-existent of late. Almost 700 total yards and 6 touchdowns in the last 4 games. They've just given it up on the ground. Wilson is really the only gun the Giants have in the running game. You know, they're not going to really turn to Craig Lumpkin for a big part of that or anywhere else. I mean, he's the guy. He's going to be that main guy. And the good part is that you can't focus on him with Eli in that passing game. So I expect David Wilson to have an excellent game. And, yes, I would absolutely play him over Brandon Lloyd this week.
I agree. I would take him over Brandon Lloyd. But I will tell you this. As soon as David Wilson puts the ball on the rug, you will see Craig Lumpkin in there. You know, this kid – David Wilson is on a short leash. He's got fumbling problems. You know, listen, 7 fumbles his last year at Virginia Tech. Fumbled early on this season. He puts the ball on the ground. You will see Craig Lumpkin in there, no doubt about it. Fantasy Football Insiders Radio Show, Rick Saratella, Jim Day, the Fantasy Taz, coming at you. We'll come back over to the chat room in a second. We got the phone line teeing up. 313 has been waiting patiently. Then we'll go over to Jersey in the house. So let's welcome 313 on the hotline. What's on your hot mind?
Hey, happy football Sunday to you, gentlemen. I wasn't waiting. I was listening to some good fantasy advice just now.
Hey, always good to hear from you, 313. What you got cooking in the pot this week?
So I'm vowing for 3 championship rings over the next couple of weeks. But
okay.
I'm in the semifinals in all 3 of my leagues, and so we've been working hard, you know, churning out these W's, moving toward the playoffs.
Grinding, baby. I love to hear it.
Yeah, so here's my little mini conundrum for the week. I have Greg Olsen in 2 leagues, and I have Greg Olsen and Heath Miller in 1 league, and then I have Greg Olsen and Brandon Myers in another league.
Yeah, you know, you want to maximize your point total each week here and, you know, tight end. Every point is critical when you're in the playoffs. My man's playing for rings and things, 3 of them. Taz, can we help him out here? You know, what are you projecting from Greg Olsen this week? Carolina, I believe, if I remember correctly, the Panthers, I'm slipping my mind. I'll check the schedule here in
playing
a second.
At San Diego.
Okay, Carolina at San Diego. Of course, Brandon Myers, you know, is interesting because now they're saying you might see a little bit of Matt Leiner and Terrell Pryor sprinkled into the Raiders. You know, they want to see what they have there. So I don't know if that bodes well for Brandon Myers' stock. Heath Miller, however, is pretty interesting option. Do you like any of these guys over Greg Olsen this week?
I do like Heath Miller this week. I definitely think that Ben gets back to making him a good focus on the offense, and I think he has a chance to score against his Dallas defense. It's having a hard time with tight ends, but I would play Olsen over Myers today. I mean, man, it's hard to really trust Myers after that 1-catch, 7-yard performance last week against the Broncos. You know, Chiefs have been pretty good against tight ends this year as well.
Yeah, that was a stinker last week.
Yeah, that hurt me in a couple of leagues.
Yeah, momentum's a big factor for me when I'm in the playoffs especially. And a guy like Brandon Myers, who, you know, you look at his numbers, they're outstanding. But, you know, what have you done for me lately? You know, Greg Olsen's been coming on, too, a touchdown in each of the last 2 weeks. So I actually like Heath Miller this week with Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown will play. He's a little bit banged up, though. Mike Wallace is kind of in the doghouse. Who knows with him? I think Heath Miller finds the end zone this week, and I would play Heath Miller over Greg Olsen, But I agree with Taz. I would play Greg Olsen over Brandon Myers.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm gonna hang up and continue to listen on my computer.
All right,
I
good luck, my
you.
Man. Yeah, we'll be chatting
Thanks.
Next week, and you know, my man's got to make some room on the mantle, getting ready for 3 trophies there, baby. Fantasy football, Gangnam style, yeah. Jersey in the house, 609, baby. What's on your mind?
Yo, my brothers from other mothers, man. I got the king of all gurus on the phone. we got the teams. Our teams are in the semis, man. We got the main man going against the father of the other guy. Junior's going against his son in the semifinal. It gets no better, baby. No better, gentlemen. Hey,
it's the father and son affair, baby.
Yeah. Yep. So this father and son haven't won no championships. We won 5. So, you know, it's a fun thing. Hey, quick question, guys. Last week I went with DeMarco. I don't go anywhere. Murray put some points up for me, and I went with Forte. I sat Ridley, although Ridley got the lucky touchdown at the end. I'm doing the same thing in that PPR league because I have the 49ers defense and I have Brady. So two questions. One is I picked up the Tennessee Titans because there is nothing else on the waiver wire. Maybe Carolina, maybe Tampa Bay. There is no other else there. So two questions. Do you like me sitting the 49ers since I have Brady as my quarterback? I'm going to use Tennessee's defense on Monday night. And do you like me using DeMarco Murray and Forte in this PPR league 10-point rushing touchdown? I'm sitting Ridley and I'm sitting Ryan Matthews because I don't trust them. What's your guys' input on that?
Well, right off the bat, I kind of like Ridley in the snow. I think New England could grind it out. And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, I think the Patriots might blow out the 49ers. And the second half, you could see a lot of Ridley killing the clock.
Because he fumbled the ball, Ridley, and he was in the doghouse the second half.
Yeah, that's what scares me. You were talking about that with Wilson. You got the same problem with Ridley. And you know what? Not only that, but they also have Bolden back. Plus, they have Woodhead. For, you know, this is the New England offense, and every time we have a handle on who's going to be who, they change it up on us. I mean, that's Belichick in a heartbeat. And yeah, I just don't trust Ridley today. First of all, not only because he's playing San Francisco, because he's just not involved in the passing game. And like you said, I mean, if he didn't get that lucky touchdown last week, he would have killed fantasy owners.
Yep.
Well,
I love the other two guys a ton, but I do like them a little more than Ridley, especially in PPR.
I don't know. I mean, Jersey, I got to be honest. I don't see DeMarco Murray doing much of anything against the Steelers today. I just don't see it.
Even
you know,
the Steelers have given up 3 or 4 touchdowns, rushing touchdowns in the last 6 games to running backs. I think they're averaging about maybe 93, 97 yards to running backs. I was only thinking of possibly they get it down and he runs it in or out of the backfield because, like I said, really got me, don't get me wrong. And I sat really last week because I knew Brady would go off against Tennessee. I had Brady Monday night. I got the weekly high last week in my league because Brady did go off, beat the guy real bad. But the bottom line is, well, like you said, it's a four-headed monster now, and if Ridley did not get that lucky fourth-quarter touchdown, he would give me 7 points.
I'll tell you what. On paper, the logical move that makes sense on paper is Forte and DeMarco Murray. Now, me personally, and I would go against the grain myself, I like Ridley more than I like DeMarco Murray this week. You know, listen, Stephen Ridley scored a touchdown in every game this year except for like 3 or 4. So, and he has a touchdown in each of the last 6 games. And I think that trend continues, whereas, you know what, I just don't like it. I mean, listen, I think if on paper you go with DeMarco Murray and Matt Forte, you know, Michael Bush probably not going to play, I think it makes sense. I have no problem with it, and I think you'll win. But if it was me, I'd probably go Ridley over DeMarco Murray. And, you know, I'm kind of a Ridley fan. Maybe I'm a little biased, but he seems to score a touchdown every week, and I like that. And I think the snow actually helps him out a little bit as well. So I would go Ridley. I think Taz would go DeMarco Murray. I think you got to play Matt Forte.
And then what do you think about the defense? Because, like I said, I don't want to put my 49ers defense because you start out with 22 points. And then go down to 0 with Brady. So I picked up the Titans. It seemed to be that's the best really thing on the line. You like that? Like me playing the Titans on Monday night? Give me a Monday night team versus me losing again, they don't do many turnovers, New England, and that's what in order to keep my points up with 49ers would have to have happened. So do you think it's the right move, benching the 49ers defense, going against Brady as my quarterback, and using the Titans on Monday night?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with it. What do you say there, Ty? I mean, I like any defense that goes up against the Jets personally. And like I said, I think the Patriots might kill the 49ers. So I think, you know, when you go against Mark Sanchez, there's a good opportunity that, you know, the defensive stats are going to be good. You know, I know you mentioned Tampa Bay. I don't know how I feel about that with them playing New Orleans.
Right.
So, you know, if it was me and I'm in the fantasy playoffs, I'd probably go Tennessee over New England. What do you say there, Tez?
Well, let me ask you a question. Is Detroit available?
No. Tez, the only thing left was, like, maybe Carolina. And I picked them up in Wembley a couple weeks ago against Kansas City, and they took a dump. Carolina plays well at home. They stink on the road. So when I saw Carolina, when I saw Tampa Bay, there was another team, Oakland was available. I said to myself, you know, Tennessee, out of what I saw, was the best left out there. And I saw how they were ranked with a lot of things. They were still ranked better than the 49ers, and I just didn't want to lose what I'm gaining from Brady to kill my defense. That was my logic. And it gives me an option on Monday night to maybe win if it came that close. I'm down 5-0. He got 5 points from Bryce Brown, which I thought when Bryce Brown fumbled, they were going to give him -2. They changed it and gave it to Fultz. What a joke. That fumble was on Bryce Brown, not on Fultz.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Sometimes you need
a
little bit of
luck. I can't fault you for making that choice. I'm not a big believer in worrying about one side against the other, you know,
right,
when I'm trying to figure out my team. I'm always looking for the best possible play, no matter what the other options are. But the fact
right
of the matter is, right now, you know, Brady is, this New England offense is just lighting everybody up.
Right.
I'm not holding high hopes for the 49ers to have a great game against this offense, so I couldn't blame you at all for trying to go Tennessee against this Jets offense.
All right, guys, I appreciate it. Hopefully next week, Junior and I, and what Junior's doing, Junior's going Dez Bryant, and he's going Lance Moore. He's sitting Antonio Brown in our PPR league and Greg Jennings. Smart move. I mean, those two guys have gotten him there this far, and he's starting Blau Powell because there's no other running backs left, and he has Doug Martin. So are those receivers, the two starters, Bryant and Moore, the best that he has out of those two PPR in that PPR league?
You know, I don't know how I feel about Dez Bryant this week, but I know I don't feel too confident in playing him. I'd like to get Taz's take on what he thinks about Dez Bryant this week.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? I mean, I can't sit here and tell you whether he's going to be able to play through the pain or not play through the pain or concentrate
right
enough to catch the ball. The fact of the matter is, before this injury, the kid was playing top-notch football.
Right.
The team is putting it in his hands, which I think is a huge mistake. I'm sorry, I don't agree with it. You know, it's at this point where the team is supposed to step up and save their player. They're not. They're trying to save their team. Just makes me hate the Cowboys all that much more. But the fact of the matter is, there's no way to know. I think that Dez can put up a decent game, but I don't know that finger. I don't know how bad it is. I haven't seen him in practice firsthand. And I'm not hearing anything from any of the beat writers on how he looked.
So,
the other guys just right now, I just don't know if they offer upside because they haven't done it. I thought Jennings would get off the snide last week. We saw how well that worked out. I mean, I think it's more a product of Aaron Rodgers at this point than Jennings. I mean, one of the stats that's crazy to me is Rodgers has 7 games already this season under 20 fantasy points. Last year in the whole season, he didn't have one.
Yep, you're right.
Well,
over the last month, he hasn't topped 20 fantasy points. Last week, you know, late in the game, he had that easy shot, Greg Jennings, deep for a touchdown, wide open, flat out misses him. So, you know, I just don't know if I trust that offense right now.
Junior won 94-90 because he got the 10-point rushing touchdown from Rodgers. If that didn't happen, Juniors would be looking in from the outside.
Well, so I'll tell you what, Jersey. I mean, I know Taz will probably jump all over me for this one, but
right,
I might actually take a look at a guy like Chris Durham. You know,
you kill me with this stuff. Are you kidding me? You're going to go into your semifinals with this guy playing for you. Guy who's got one boy. This you don't talk about.
Listen, laugh now, cry later. Jersey, listen, hear me out. Chris Durham last week, okay, 9 targets, 4 catches, 54 yards. I look for better numbers this week. And I would actually feel more confident.
You know what? I'm just going to say this, Rick. I'm just going to say it like this. You know what? I don't care if Durham outscores him. There's no way I start him over a Dez Bryant, even
okay,
with
that well,
finger.
You also told me Greg Jennings was going to outscore Kevin Elliott, and he didn't.
I also told you that Jeremy Maclin would too. You haven't brought up that side of the conversation.
Well, so
sometimes opportunity isn't everything. Sometimes it has to be merited with talent, and there's a reason this kid hasn't been in the starting lineup all year.
Yeah, because he was a backup, and now he's starting. You do some research on Chris Durham, Jersey. And I believe you that my case will be convincing. Also, at running back, I'm not saying to do it, but I don't know how I feel about Bilal Powell. But if Montario Hardesty is on the waiver wire, I think monitoring the KFFL or RotoWorld or whatever you use, I think Trent Richardson with the illness, with the injury, I think Montario Hardesty is a sneaky good play this week, and he might be a better option than Bilal Powell. Now, I'm not telling you to pull the trigger on it. Maybe monitor that whole situation leading up to kickoff to see what they say about Trent Richardson. But I think Montario Hardesty is one running back on a lot of waiver wires that can be helpful this week. And, you know, believe me when I tell you, Chris Durham is going to have more than 4 catches and 54 yards than he did last week. So I feel better about Durham than I do Dez Bryant.
I'll let you guys, what do you think about
Hardesty over Powell. Powell is nowhere near 100%. I don't know if he even gets too many chances today.
Okay. I'll let him look. There's nothing on the waiver wire. I mean, you got Vereen from there. You got Tolbert. But you really don't have anybody. There's nobody left really to pull from the waiver wire. I mean, it's bad. You know what I mean? So, like I said,
yeah, it's that time of year.
Yeah, and the guy he's playing. The kid's pretty loaded. I would beat that kid, but he's got a loaded team. It's actually 45-23. Junior's up. They both have 6 left. So I guess we'll see what happens. But, guys, thank you for everything. You guys have an enjoyable weekend. Best of luck to you guys in the fantasy leagues you're in. Hopefully we'll talk next week being in the finals all together. Thank you very much.
Yes,
and enjoy the fun, you guys. Take care.
Yeah, Jersey, baby. Jersey in the house. Always good to hear from Jersey. And, you know, maybe we got another little wager going on, Chris Durham and Dez Bryant this week, but I want to go back over to
I'm not saying I bet on it, and you may be right, but there's just no way I could put him in my starting lineup in a semifinal game because of one game. And in that one
game, he had less than
50% catch rate. You know what?
I just can't do it.
I mean, that's when analysts start to get too cute with their decisions. They start to look for all those guys where they can make a name. You know, this guy could go out and have a monster game, and you'll be crowing about it all week.
I think it makes perfect logical sense. You talk about they suspended the one kid. They got the other kid, Broyles, injured. They got no wide receivers healthy. You know Calvin Johnson is banged up but still going to get double-teamed. This leaves Chris Durham wide open, baby. I don't know.
I think Scheffler sees more work than Durham.
Well, I'm talking about wide receiver options. You're talking about tight end options.
I'm talking about receiving options. You brought up receiving options. I think Jeff will get more receiving chances.
It also depends on the depth of the league, but I know we got you for about another 10 or 15 minutes, Taz, and there's a lot of questions in the chat room.
Let's
go rapid fire style. We got Bleed Green 60 first up. Non-PPR needs a tight end between Pita, Finley, Scheffler, Clark, and Gronkowski. You just mentioned Tony Scheffler. I'm going to say that's the best option there. You agree or disagree?
I actually have Clark just slightly higher than Scheffler this week, but I do think those are the two best options this week. But I have Clark just a little bit higher against this New Orleans defense.
Okay, very good. He's got a couple other questions, and I will DM the answers to him. We'll go back over to the chat room. Wants to know, go Bronx, Trent Richardson or DeMarco Murray, non-PPR. You know, two guys I'm not really that high on this week, but if I had to choose one, I'd probably lean toward DeMarco Murray over Trent Richardson for week 15 purposes. What do you say there, Taz?
Yeah, a lot of talk about Trent Richardson this week, you know, the injuries, the illness, the chance that Hardesty cutting more and more into this. You know, but let's face it, the one thing Washington's defense has been consistent about pretty much all year is a rush defense, and, you know, they've been much better that way. So I agree. I think I'd go the other way and stay clear of the situation entirely if I have that choice.
Now, Gigawatts has to sit one of these guys. Hakeem Nicks, Pierre Garçon, and David Wilson. Now, of course, Kirk Cousins in the mix this week. How does that impact Pierre Garçon? You know, call me crazy. I might actually consider sitting Hakeem Nicks here.
Man, I have, you know, and this is tough. It's always toughest for me to answer questions about the Giants. You know, Cousins, we're not sure what we're going to get out of him, but he did get the touchdown to Garçon last week, you know, the game-winning touchdown. So, you know, definitely got him involved, and Garçon is absolutely the top choice. But the fact of the matter is Garcon's most likely going to be facing Joe Hayden all day. So that combination of a no-start quarterback going up against one of the top cornerbacks in the league just doesn't throw me.
Yeah, I mean, Garçon has been one of the most explosive receivers in the last few weeks. So you're going to go Nicks over Garçon?
Yeah, I would. And I'm not saying Garcon's going to have a terrible game. I just don't love him in that matchup going up against Joe Hayden.
Yeah, well, here's how I see it. I mean, if you didn't have David Wilson on your team, Gigawatts, I might actually go Garçon over Nicks, but because you do have David Wilson, I usually don't play into this theory much, but because you do have David Wilson, I would go with Hakeem Nicks because I feel like it increases my chances when you get inside that red zone. So, you know, listen, I think this has the potential to be high scoring, and if you give me Hakeem Nicks and David Wilson, I would bet pretty good money that one of them is going to see the end zone. So because you have David Wilson, I would go Nicks over Garçon for me. Green Bay defense or New England defense for the Skull Monkeys, you know, neither one of these is very, very appealing. However, I'm going to go Green Bay Packers here just because of the recent Chicago Bears struggles. You know, and this is close. I mean, you can go either way with that one. So, you know, I think the Packers slightly over the Patriots defense this week, but, you know, that's a coin toss. Go Bronx, non-PPR. Jason Witten, Marty B, Martellus Bennett, or Tony Scheffler. Who do you like out of these three tight ends here, Taz?
Man, it's hard not to like Witten, but, man, Pittsburgh's defense has been great against the tight ends, but they're kind of beat up right now. Scheffler looks like the nice choice, but I don't think I could sit Witten.
I agree. I'd go Jason Witten as well. I wouldn't even think twice about it. Although Marty Bennett's playing some good football, but I like Jason Witten here. One more for Gigawatts. Russell Wilson or Phillip Rivers? Already starting Matt Stafford has to start two quarterbacks. You like Russell Wilson or Phillip Rivers here?
Well, Rivers, you know, coming off a really good game, fantasy-wise, but I have Russell Wilson ranked higher this week. This is a big game for Seattle, and I think Wilson has been playing some really good football.
You know, Russell Wilson is definitely the red hot, and that's a game up in Toronto. You know, I can't really entrust Phillip Rivers right now, and I can't put too much trust into him. So I'll play the red hot and go with Russell Wilson as well. Another New England defense.
Hope that the defense, the Seattle defense, doesn't take the game out of his hands again like last week.
Yeah, I know. That was, wow. That was, talk about a game. I never seen a game end faster than that game last week. Keeping it moving here, New England defense or Detroit defense, you know, I actually think that the Lions here are going to win the game. Arizona, I mean, listen, Ryan Lindley starting, I think that's all you need to know. So give me Detroit defense for that one. Let's see, keeping it in the chat room. Matt Ryan or Big Ben? You know, that's a big game for the Falcons. It's a big game for the Steelers. Who is the bigger quarterback for fantasy football week 15, Taz?
You know, I'm going to go with Matt Ryan at home. I mean, he is definitely Matty Ice at home as opposed to being on the road. He's 6-0 at home this year. Insane record at home in his career. You know, and he's definitely much better at home. And a little concerning with Roddy White being banged up, but I think he plays. He's got enough weapons. I think he puts up a good game here.
I think Big Ben has a big week. I like Big Ben, but not by much. I wouldn't blame you for starting Matt Ryan not one bit, especially with Prince of Maka Nakamura out, Kenny Phillips out. But, you know, I mean, listen.
We don't
J-Ron
need those
Hope,
guys. We got Stevie Brown.
Well, hey, Stevie Big Play Brown, you know, talk about this guy has 259 return yards on interceptions. I think three pick six. And you got J-Ron Hosley stepping in this week. So, you know, maybe the Giants secondary not as banged up or not in that bad a shape as we think. Matt Shaw, Big Ben, or Russell Wilson? You went Matt Ryan over Big Ben. How about Matt Shaw or Russell Wilson, Taz?
Ah, man, that's a little tougher. I think Shaw has to throw a little bit more this week, and I like him a little better than most. But I do think I'm going to go with Big Ben over these guys.
Yeah, I like Big Ben a lot this week. I think Big Ben is a top five quarterback play, keeping him moving, rapid fire style, Gangnam style, with the fantasy Taz right here. Dazed and Confused wants to know, non-PPR, he's got to sit one of these guys, Anquan Boldin, Greg Jennings, or Dez Bryant. I think Boldin is the must play here. So now it becomes, you know, who do you have more confidence in, Dez Bryant or Greg Jennings? I'm going to say I actually have more confidence in Dez Bryant.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, don't get me wrong. We could all get burnt with Dez Bryant. I mean, he takes one shot to the hand. He could be on the sidelines for the rest of the game. But as we saw last week, I just don't know what to expect out of Greg Jennings at this point.
Yeah, and talk about getting burnt. M to the Izzo, B to the Bizzo. Mac Bizzo in the house has Roddy White. You know, we talked about will he or won't he play. His other option is Wes Welker. I think I would actually feel a lot, much more safer, especially in a PPR with Wes Welker this week. Agree or disagree?
Oh, absolutely. Without a second thought.
All right, Mark in San Diego wants to know, let's see, he's got a defensive question, the Bears or the Dolphins? I don't like the Bears. I'd say give me the Dolphins going up against a Jacksonville team. Who knows Chad Henne better than the Miami Dolphins? I think Chad Henne throws a couple of interceptions there, so give me Miami over that Chicago Bears defense without Brian Urlacher. So, you know, Jermichael Finley saying, you know, the Bears defense is actually going to be an upgrade without Urlacher. So we'll see how that plays out.
He should learn to keep his mouth shut because he's going to be looking for a new team next year. And Chicago might have been in that mix.
Yeah, you're right about that. You are right about that. Jermichael Finley will be looking for a new home in 2013. It looks that way. We got you for about two or three more minutes, Taz. I want to get as many in as we can. Big Tex in the house, fresh out of church, drinking some Jesus juice for Big Tex. Non-PPR wants to know Torrey Smith or Antonio Brown. And, you know, I'm a big Torrey Smith fan, Taz.
Well, you know what? He's very up and down, but he's at home. Tough defense, but, you know, again, he's at home. I'm playing him.
How about Aaron Hernandez or Tony Gonzalez this week? Both good plays.
We answered that one earlier.
Okay. We'll keep it moving then. Go back and check out the archives.
We both said Hernandez slightly over him.
Let's see. Keeping it moving. Julio Jones.
It's hard to keep track in the chat room, isn't it?
Yeah. Julio Jones, Roddy White, or Wes Welker? I think we both agree Roddy White is the one to bench here.
Yeah.
On that gravy train, as I scroll through your questions, let me just give a shout-out to all my chat room peeps. Skull Monkeys in the house. PPR needs to pick one. Mikel LeSure, Greg Jennings, or Danny Amendola? I think I feel best about Mikel LeSure. It is a PPR, however. LeSure, Jennings, or Amendola, Taz?
I'm going to go with LeSure. I think he bounces back off a bad game last week, but he's going up against an Arizona run defense. That's just getting shredded right now. You know, 676 rushing yards the last four games and five touchdowns. I think LeSueur has a nice bounce back game this week.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with LeSueur on that one. I love the Bull Durham references in the chat room. And I also like Big Tex talking about Des Bryant should just pull a Ronnie Lott, cut his finger off. Yeah, I like that, baby. All right, it's about that time, Taz. I think we got to let you go. We got caught up on a lot of the chat room questions. I'll get to as many as I can with that. I see we got Experto in the house giving us some weather updates. And, of course, top of the hour, Fantasy Taz over here will be transferring over to the Crystal Ball Show. And, you know, Taz, I know you hook us up with the link every week so we can jump right over at the top of the hour. Also, for our new time listeners, you know, let the people, you know, we are the people's champion. Let the people know where they can find out the latest and greatest information for you, sir.
It's easy. Just follow me on Twitter at FantasyTaz, and basically everything I do gets posted there.
Everything he does, baby. 100 Fantasy Football League. Who you know does it better? Taz, I'll be seeing you in about 15 minutes or so, brother.
Okay, thanks, bud.
That is the Fantasy Taz. I am Rick Saratella. We got the 15-minute home stretch. And I know there's some questions coming in through the Twitter. Got a couple direct message questions coming in. I'm going to finish up with the chat room and try to answer everything I can. Let's see. Keeping it moving in the chat room. Denarius Moore or Sidney Rice, non-PPR. You know, that's a tough one. That's where I pull out my Chris Durham card, and I go Chris Durham on you. You know, Denarius Moore, I'm not really feeling it. I don't like what the Raiders are doing there with the quarterback auditioning. Sidney Rice is banged up. Seems like he's never healthy. So, for me, I like Chris Durham. Detroit, baby. Chris Durham, this is his week. Torrey Smith or Antonio Brown, non-PPR with return yards. You know, listen – you know, Antonio Brown, is he going to return kicks this week with the injury? I don't know. If he is, I like him a little bit more, but I still like Torrey Smith. I'm a big believer in Torrey Smith, and I would go Torrey Smith, as you saw Taz in the chat room agreed with me earlier on. Bleed Green 60 wants to know, Dolphins, Lions, or Vikings? Oh, my. Vikings, Lions, or Dolphins? Well, you know what? For me, they all have some kind of appeal. I think the Lions going up against Lindley are appealing. I think the Dolphins going up against Chad Henne is appealing. I'd like Chad Henne to throw at least two interceptions today. So for that reason alone, I'm going to say I go Miami Dolphins. Thanks to Big Tex in the chat, ESPN, Rachel Nichols reports it looks good for Roddy White to play against the Giants this week. So good news for fantasy football owners, bad news for the New York Giants. You know, there you have it. Ticking. Boy. All right, let's see. A non-PPR kickoff return to yardage. Blah, blah, blah. Needs two running backs and a flex. Stephen Ridley, Ryan Matthews. My boy, Jokey Bell. Stephen Jackson, T.Y. Hilton, or Roddy White. Well, we just got the news that Roddy White's going to play. So he would be in play for the flex option there. Running backs, I'm going to go with the first two, Ridley and Matthews, even though Jokey Bell's my boy. And I was touting him since week one. I go with Ridley and Matthews here. You know, T.Y. Hilton has the hot hand. Donnie Avery's a little banged up again. But it's the fantasy football playoff, so I think you got to go with Roddy White. You know, sometimes you can get cute and fancy with Chris Durham, but here I'm not going to get too cute and fancy. I can't sit Roddy White for T.Y. Hilton. I just can't do it, even though T.Y. Hilton's a hot hand. You know, it's a close one, but I got to go with Roddy White. I have to. Torrey Smith over Heath Miller, I think that's a no-brainer, Mac Bizzo. I wouldn't even think twice about it. Thanks for Taz posting the link over to the Crystal Ball Show. We'll be joining him in 10 minutes at the top of the hour. And we are getting Yehuda Petcher, newbie to the show. Welcome to the show. Yehuda Petcher wants to know, flex position, PPR, Dez Bryant, Michael Crabtree, or Sidney Rice? For me personally, I like Michael Crabtree. You got Mario Manningham not playing. Sidney Rice is banged up. I don't trust Dez Bryant. PPR league, I think Crabtree gets the most receptions of the trio. Now he has a running back question. Michael Turner, Jacquizz Rodgers, Vic Ballard, or Bilal Powell? Don't like Ballard or Powell this week. Comes down to Turner and Rodgers. And while I do like Rodgers to keep seeing increased touches, I still have to stick with Michael Turner because he's in line for a heavy workload from everything I've been seeing. Let's see here. Bleed Green 60, I know I got one of your questions in. Wants to know, flex, Beanie Wells, Jokey Bell, Alex Green, Ben Tate, Denarius Moore, Justin Blackman, Donnie Avery, Alshon Jeffrey. Well, running through those names, the one guy that sticks out to me is Justin Blackman. It's all about the upside, fantasy football playoffs. You've got to go with the upside. So it is definitely Justin Blackman for me. Dolphins, Lions, Vikings, I think we just broke that one down. So we are pretty much caught up in the chat. Let's go over to Twitter now and see. We got Proud Horn. Yeah, baby. Proud Horn in the house wants to know, non-PPR flex, Montel Owens, a name we haven't heard yet today, or Stevie Johnson. You know, I like Stevie Johnson a lot this week. You know, Stevie Johnson had 6 catches for 71 yards last week, and he is going to be in the slot this week going up against Walter Thurmond in the slot against the Seahawks. While I like the Seahawks to win, I like Stevie Johnson to have a good week going up against Walter Thurmond, and I think Stevie Johnson finds the end zone. So definitely give me some Stevie Johnson in that one. I do have some news and notes for you. I'm going to play a quick 30 seconds here and take a sip of my Kool-Aid and come back with my news and notes, banging right over the head with them for this week 15 holiday. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck because it's a week 15 holiday. And I got some news and notes for you for the week 15. Rain in Denver, Peyton Manning was testing out some gloves, warming up earlier today. Snow in the forecast in New England, so that 49ers-Patriots game, we might get blessed with some snow. Little news and notes out of Baltimore this weekend. Cam Cameron, who was arguably the worst offensive coordinator in the league, aside from Tony Sperano, they fired him this week, and they hired a guy that's actually worse in Jim Caldwell. I don't think it would be possible, but they got rid of a terrible offensive coordinator and hired a worser one in Jim Caldwell. So, sorry, Baltimore, you might have just cost your season there with that hire. Kirk Cousins, you know, he's going up against that Cleveland Brown defense. Cleveland's allowing 250 yards passing a game. I think Kirk Cousins gets about 225 with a touchdown and probably an interception or two as well. Close game that one is. You know, Peyton Manning owners, be aware. Week 17, there could be a Brock Osweiler sighting if Denver locks up the playoffs. Look for Denver to possibly rest Peyton Manning down the stretch and go with Brock Osweiler. So something to be aware of if you are riding Peyton Manning in your fantasy football playoffs. Now, we talked about Terrell Pryor and Matt Leinart could possibly get an audition in Oakland down the stretch. So Carson Palmer, if he's on your fantasy football team, might as well just cut him at this point. Ahmad Bradshaw out. We talked about David Wilson in. You know, Atlanta's 23rd in the league against the rushing. So I think it's very possible for David Wilson to have 100 yards rushing again. LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown, they could be a timeshare committee moving forward. I don't know how I feel about that whole Eagles backfield situation. Jacquizz Rodgers will, however, continue to see an increased role. And how about Turbo? Robert Turbin, 20 touches for a .108 last week. I think this game could get ugly again, just like it did last week against the Cardinals. I think it could get Bubba Sparks ugly in here. And Turbin could see those touches in the second half. And the interesting thing about that is the Buffalo Bills are ranked 28th in the league in rushing defense and have given up a league worst 18 rushing touchdowns. So those of you in need of a flex play, if Robert Turbin's floating around on the waivers, you might want to give him a try. Dwayne Bowe to the IR. We haven't talked about John Baldwin, but this is the time. It's time to show up or shut up, and John Baldwin will get an audition these final 3 weeks to replace Dwayne Bowe as that number one receiver in Kansas City. Dwayne Bowe is not coming back next year to Kansas City, so they got to find out what they have in Jonathan Baldwin. So he might be a sneaky good play in deeper leagues as well. Keep an eye on Braylon Edwards. You know, that was Mark Sanchez's best friend on the team, his first time around with the team. Stephen Hill is doubtful. I know Braylon Edwards is questionable, but they didn't sign this guy to sit on the bench. I look for Braylon Edwards to play. I look for him to have a handful of catches and probably even a better fantasy play next week than he is this week, but definitely something to keep an eye on. Patrick Peterson shut down Mike Williams last time they played. Mike Williams only had 4 catches for 36 yards. That tells me we could have a Tyquan Underwood sighting in Tampa Bay this week. Yes, Tyquan Underwood. Don't be surprised if he finds the end zone in Week 15. Rod Streeter, we talked about earlier in the show, emerging as the number one guy in Oakland. However, they do have that quarterback conundrum. Randy Moss, how about that? Deep, deep, deep. I'm talking 18, 20 team league sleepers. You might want to roll the dice with Randy Moss this week. Mario Manningham out, Moss seeing more looks. So don't be surprised if Randy Moss, you hear his name this week. And, the one guy I've been giving you, Chris Durham, 9 targets last week, 4 catches for 54 yards. You know, do a little research on him. Everything you hear about him is nothing but positive. Chris Durham, my sneaky good play of the week. So definitely if you're in need of a wide receiver, give Chris Durham a try. You heard it here first. Let's see. Wrapping up the chat room. I think we are all caught up there. We are all caught up on the Twitter. And we are all caught up on the phone calls and direct messages. So who you know do it better, baby? Right up to the top of the hour, of course, Fantasy Taz will be taking over on the Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show. I'll be seeing you guys over there in that chat room. Of course, I'm your host, Rick Saratelli. You know how we do it, Fantasy Football Insiders Radio. Only 2 more weeks to go, baby. Oh, it's sad. The season flew right by. We're coming down to the nitty-gritty end. I do want to float out a reminder there for those of you in the NFL draft mode. We've got about 2,500 players ranked on the NFL Draft Bible Big Board. We just got done updating it with all the All-Star Game invites. It's a PDF download. The only way I can send it to you is if you email me, ric@nfldraftbible.com. Of course, you can get in contact with me anytime at that email address. And it's about that time. Shout out to Larry Merchant working his last fight last night. You know how we
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!